Hi, Sergeant Major. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we saw the release about the NCO Day, and it seemed pretty interesting. So I'm just hoping you can kind of brief me on where the idea came from.
Okay.
Is this the first time you guys have done this?
Yes. Actually, it was the first time that we've done it with the current battalion commander that we have right now.
Okay.
Yeah, the battalion commander, the XO, and I, we've talked about this on several occasions in the past. The staff and COs and officers had a few things that we needed to focus on, tasks outside of daily operations, so we figured it would be a good opportunity to get the NCOs in charge for a day.
Okay. So what are some of the reasons that prompted you guys to start it?
Empowering the NCOs, number one, they're our number one focus right now. So that was the biggest reason why we felt like we needed to put them in an opportunity like this.
Okay. And what are some of the reasons behind that? I mean, I know the reawakening is going on. Is that kind of where this stemmed from?
Yeah, the reawakening, definitely. We wanted to give the NCOs a little bit more experience in leadership billets to put their get their confidence level a little bit higher and give them that opportunity to know what it's like to be in a higher level type executive position.
Okay. So how many NCOs were selected to participate?
Around 22. We had the company level staff, company gunny, company first sergeant, company commander, up to the battalion staff, the XO, the battalion commander, myself, and then we had the special staff sections, the operations officer, operations chief, from all the S shops.
Okay. So when you guys were selecting these NCOs to fill in for the day, what kind of skills or traits were you looking for?
Most of the staff NCOs and officers picked their respective candidate on who they wanted to fill their billet. And of course, they'd pick the individual from past performance and potential that they've seen from them in the past.
So are you saying then that you chose who would replace you? Everybody kind of chose their own person?
Yeah, everybody chose who they wanted to fill their position. The CO actually chose the sergeant major for me on my behalf. I was on leave when the decision was made to pick the individuals.
Okay, got it. And then for those of you whose positions were being filled that day, were you guys around so that you could mentor the Marine through the process, or were you guys kind of hands-off?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we had a couple things that the staff and the officers needed to focus on that kind of took us outside of the office spaces that day, some briefs and whatnot. However, I know, like myself and the CO, we did get in contact with our NCOs a few times during the day and either tasked them or received updates or answered questions that they might have in the performance of their duties that day.
Got it. So what were some of the overall goals that you guys were trying to achieve by putting them in those positions?
Obviously, to empower them, as we talked earlier, to give them a little bit more confidence in their leadership abilities. We wanted to have them feel comfortable filling the higher leadership billets, give them the opportunity to prove what they're capable of doing as NCOs. We have a lot of strong NCOs in the battalion, and I feel like they're capable of doing great things. And it was an opportunity for us to give them the chance to show and prove that they can do that.
Right. And how did the Marines respond?
They thought it was great. They really enjoyed their experiences across the board. The only thing I could probably say that came up was that they had wished it had been probably a little bit longer time frame, maybe
okay.
a couple days.
For the NCA who filled in for you that day, what are some of the things that you tasked her with or that she kind of took on as her responsibility that day?
Well, I had, during that specific time, we needed to get non-recs in, so I tasked her with getting with her company first sergeants to get page 11s completed. I wanted an update on all of the medical and dental, so I gave her that as a mission for her to find out where we were at as far as appointments and whatnot. I had tasked her with getting in contact with one of the monitors in regards to orders that we had for a specific Marine, and just the normal tasks of accountability and whatnot. She was she took her spot in battalion formation at the end of the day and passed word, most of which she came up with on her own. And I gave her a couple things that I wanted her to pass, but she took it on as her own mission.
I know I've talked to some leaders out at Third Ma who are doing some similar things that you guys are doing and empowering NCOs and kind of giving them charge of something that they can really make their own. Why is this just so important to leaders as you kind of look towards the next generation that's going to come up behind you guys and replace you?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, ma'am, they're our next generation of leaders. They're the ones that are going to carry the torch for us in the future. We need to make sure that they're ready, willing, and able to carry out a higher mission than what they're currently serving right now.
Mm-hmm. And how does something like this kind of help higher-level Marines kind of realize that that is the task of, you know, NCOs, that they're going to come up behind them, so they really need to kind of look to them to feel more responsibility instead of kind of just carrying out everything on their own?
I'm sorry, ma'am, can you repeat that question for me?
Sure. How does it help higher-ranking Marines kind of look to NCOs to fill that role instead of, you know, just kind of taking care of everything on their own? I guess how does it pass down more responsibility to NCOs? And
like
make
as
them
far
kind
as
of look to do that on a day-to-day basis.
Like delegating tasks to them and
right.
giving them the opportunity to carry out some of our missions that we currently do on our own every day, pass that down to them and let them have the opportunity to take on some of those missions themselves and be accountable for that. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, that does, definitely. So what are some of the ways that you all saw the NCOs shine that day?
I'm sorry, ma'am, say again?
What are some of the ways that you guys saw the NCOs shine that day in carrying out their responsibilities?
Well, I know everybody had their own specific missions for their Marines to carry out that day. I had no complaints from any of our staff NCOs or officers in regards to the performance of their duties. I know that when they actually did the battalion-level formation at the end of the day, I think that culminated their experience in being able to have the 400-plus Marines in the battalion standing there in front of them and having the opportunity not only to have them grow, but to be able to perform in front of their peers. I think that gave them a lot of confidence.
Is this something that you guys plan on doing again?
Absolutely. We definitely want to do this again. Taking some advice from our young NCOs, we might extend it out a day possibly. And we'd like to throw in there some scenarios possibly that, you know, the specific day that we had them take on our duties for us, it wasn't particularly a busy day. And I know that sometimes there's things that come up that we deal with on our level that they didn't get the opportunity to face that day. So if we throw in some scenarios to try to get them to think outside the box, I think that would help out.
Okay. So leadership challenges and that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is this something you'd suggest that other unit leaders might give a try?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
What are some of the things you're hoping they kind of carry back to their normal jobs and ranks that they might not have known before they did this?
I think all the NCOs know that we have faith and confidence in their abilities to lead, but I think that this strengthened that bond between the senior enlisted and officer level with the NCOs, that we trust them and that we know that they can do it, and we're willing to give them the opportunity to try those things that maybe they don't always get the opportunity to do.
How often do you think that you guys will do an NCO day like this?
I would like to see it possibly once a quarter, I think would be great.
Great. Anything about this that I missed that you think we should highlight?
I think we touched just about on everything, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks so much for your help. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Absolutely, ma'am. No
problems
at all.